Chapter 13. Ephraim's word caused fear, for he was exalted in Israel, but he sinned through Baal and died. Punishment for ingratitude. Now they continue to sin, making for themselves molten images, silver idols according to their fancy, all of them the work of artisans. To these they say, offer sacrifice, men kiss calves. Therefore they shall be like a morning cloud, or like the dew that early passes away, like chaff storm-driven from the threshing floor, or like smoke out of the window. I am the Lord your God, since the land of Egypt. You know no God besides me, and there is no Saviour but me. I fed you in the desert, in the torrid land. They ate their fill. When filled, they became proud of heart and forgot me. Therefore, I will be like a lion to them, like a panther by the road, I will keep watch. I will attack them like a bear robbed of its young, and tear their hearts from their breasts. I will devour them on the spot like a lion, as though a wild beast were to rend them. Your destruction, O Israel, who is there to help you? Where now is your king, that he may rescue you in all your cities? And your rulers, of whom you said, give me a king and princes. I give you a king in my anger, and I take him away in my wrath. The guilt of Israel is wrapped up, his sin is stored away. The birth pangs shall come for him, but he shall be an unwise child. For when it is time, he shall not present himself where children break forth. Shall I deliver them from the power of the nether world? Shall I redeem them from death? Where are your plagues, O death? Where is your sting, O nether world? My eyes are closed to compassion. Though he be fruitful among his fellows, an east wind shall come, a wind from the Lord rising from the desert, that shall dry up his spring and leave his fountain dry. It shall loot his land of every precious thing.